What is the Vedic explanation for creation, by Krishna's mercy?
Quote, Darwin's theory stating that no human being existed from the beginning but that humans evolved after many, many years is simply a nonsensical theory. From Vedic literature we find that the first creature within the universe is Lord Brahma. Being the most intelligent personality, Lord Brahma could take charge of creating all the variety found within this material world. Srila Prabhupada, Srimad Bhagavatam, 428-53 purport.
What is the explanation for the creation, from the Vedic perspective?
What is your definition of creation?
The origin, the beginning, how everything came to be. We know that the people, places, and things surrounding us had to come from somewhere.
You are asking for the state of existence at a particular point in time?
The beginning of time.
Okay. But time is without beginning and without end. The Sanskrit word is sanatana. You are choosing an arbitrary point in time, but that doesn't provide the full picture.
There had to be a time when no one was here. No life, just matter. Or maybe prior to that. I don't know. I am asking about the origin.
Okay, but whatever you think is the origin, know that something else came before. That is one of the reasons God is known as Asia. He is unborn. He is also Ananta, which means without end.
Can you at least posit a theory? Give me an explanation, for whatever point in time I choose.
What would be some guesses? Based on your experience, how do you think everything came to be?
Of course there are the popular theories. In the beginning, there was only matter. At a more granular level, just chemicals. Those chemicals collided, creating a chain reaction of sorts.
That reaction then led to life on Earth?
I think so. Starting with the lower species, and then through evolution eventually reaching the human being.
Humans were created out of animals?
The animals evolved into humans.
How?
I don't know.
Why are there still animals, then?
Not all of them evolved. Only the best ones got promoted to humans.
Huh? Why only the best ones?
Survival of the fittest.
If the fittest survived and evolved into humans, what about the ones that didn't survive?
They didn't evolve.
But they survived?
I mean they must have, since we still see the lower species around us. I don't really know the exact details. I can't explain everything to you.
You don't need to be a prestigious scientist to understand that the claims don't add up. If primates evolved into human beings, you shouldn't see primates anymore. Not to mention there is no explanation for the mechanism of evolution.
That's why I am asking you for the Vedic explanation. Is it simply that God created everything? Were there always human beings?
God is the original person, Purusha. He is the most intelligent. This means that there is always a supreme being, superior to every species we can think of.
God is the person who creates, then?
We are expansions of the original. We are Amshas, while he is the complete whole. We are as eternal as God. Never was there a time that you and I did not exist. Nor will there be a time in the future when we cease to be. Bhagavad Gita, 2.20.
We were around at the time of creation, then?
We existed. We may not have been on this earth as a human being. I think the explanation you are looking for is that Lord Brahma creates. He is the original living entity in terms of administration. There is a Brahma for every universe, or whatever the unit of understanding encompassing a large area.
Consisting of planets, the sun, and so forth.
Brahma actually does not generate the living entities. He simply creates a playing field where individual souls then take birth. The species is a kind of covering for the soul. There is something like evolution, except the starting point is always intelligence.
Human beings were always around, then?
Yes. Brahma is like a human being, but a highly elevated one. He is a celestial, which means he resides in the heavenly realm.
How is there evolution?
Think of it like promotion within a business. One person starts off in the mailroom. Many years later, they are a C-level executive. They have not changed as a person. They are simply in a different role.
This means that we could have been a fish, a bird, or a tiger in a previous life.
Yes. The soul evolves in the ascendancy towards a higher species. The human birth is the most auspicious one.
I see.
The Vedas and Vedic literature are meant for the human species. As the Vedas are eternal, a consuming audience is always present. There would be no point to having the Vedas if human beings only appear later on in the timeline of a specific creation. In closing, relevant throughout time, and consuming audience to find, such that humans always there, from knowledge made aware, not speculating that from chemicals came, invalidated theory for anyone with brain, but human birth for final resolution, ideal culmination of evolution.